I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
It's almost Friday. It's Friday Eve. Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So after the typical performative period of House and Senate debate, it's all theatrics. It's all fake. It's all a movie. And of course, some saber rattling from the White House. Joe Biden has signed the legislation that will likely be used to ban TikTok in the United States. We're unable to report if Joe Biden is aware that he's signed anything. But apparently that's what we're being told. Until, of course, it's sold off by the Chinese parent company to a buyer approved by the United States government. Now, some potential buyers of TikTok have been floating around. One is Steve Mnuchin, the rabidly pro-Israel government banking tycoon. And, of course, Bill Gates, the genocidal death cultist responsible for sticking bioweapons in the arms of billions of people. And while TikTok's CEO and its parent company, ByteDance, say they're going to fight this forced sale and potential ban, they do have an uphill battle on their hands, given that both sides of the uniparty, you know, our fake government, has come together to get this done. But you see, this legislation extends way beyond TikTok. And actually, it'll end up giving the president and his minions the power to take things away as they see fit. They'll be able to cut the communication lines on the American people if and when they decide that they don't like what's being said. So if you're a dissident to the American government or its official narrative or anything that it's doing, you're done. Switched off. Yeah, this isn't just going to isolate TikTok or stop some 4-foot-tall Chinese supervillain from stealing your metadata through recipe videos. No, this is going to forever change the way that Americans communicate, because it's handing our federal government the keys, the power to make that decision for us. And everybody knows that since the dawn of the internet, the feds have been clamoring for a kill switch. And now they have it. They want to shut the whole thing down every time they see fit and control the flow of information completely. And that's exactly what this is. That's exactly where this social media kill switch is taking us. But once again, because of some excited rhetoric from people like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, so-called conservatives are cheerleading us right into this because they have no idea what the hell is really going on. Or worse, they do, but they're doing the bidding of a foreign secular nation state called Israel. Yes, that's what this is. This comes down to TikTok not being owned and operated by big tech Jews from Silicon Valley or from Tel Aviv. Because when the goyim start logging into TikTok, they start noticing. They start watching and posting videos, sharing their opinions on Israel's war crimes in Gaza. And this isn't because TikTok is intentionally trying to position itself as the anti-Israel app. Actually, it's the other way around. They would prefer to shed that image big time. As a matter of fact, that CEO has gone to Washington more than once trying to convince lawmakers that he can effectively censor pro-Palestinian content. And by pro-Palestinian, I mean anti-genocide. But it's difficult, thanks to the video nature of the platform, to censor the content. It's making it harder for the censors to keep up, and TikTok users have figured out ways to cheat the platform's algorithm. For instance, to avoid being censored for talking about Palestine, they use watermelon emojis instead of saying the word Palestine or Gaza or posting Palestinian flags. And since that information is now widely known to the public, in the coming days, they'll likely come up with a new symbol. But just think about that for just a minute. American citizens are being forced to use food emojis to have coded conversations about a foreign war that they're being forced to fund. Let that sink in. And we're all just supposed to accept that, just roll over and be okay with it. Everything in this country is controlled by foreign entities. Everything. be they Israeli or Chinese or something else. And while members of our fake government may not care about the communist Chinese producing, oh, all of our prescription drugs, all of our food, all of our household items and cleaners, it's obvious here that the flow of information has been delegated to the Israelis and to their agents in the United States. And that is why TikTok is on the chopping block, period. Not because it's going to bring about the downfall of the United States or open our phones up to any more spying than our government already does. No, this is singularly because it disrupts the balance of power and the balance of foreign control over the minds of the American people. And that's a bridge too far for our greatest ally. Just listen to what Jonathan Greenblatt, the lizard thing running the ADL, had to say about TikTok users and young Americans in general when the ADL started redoubling their efforts to get TikTok banned. Watch.
But I also want to point out that we have a major, major, major generational problem. All the polling I've seen, ADL's polling, ICC's polling, independent polling, suggests this is not a left-right gap, folks. The issue in the United States and support for Israel is not left and right. It is young and old. And the numbers of young people who think that Hamas's, you know, massacre was justified is shockingly and terrifyingly high. And so we really have a TikTok problem, a Gen Z problem, that our community needs to put the same brains that gave us Taglit, the same brains that gave us all these other amazing innovations, need to put our energy toward this, like, fast. Because, again, like, we've been chasing this left-right divide. It's the wrong game. The real game is the next generation. And the Hamas and their accomplices, the useful idiots in the West, are falling in line in ways that are terrifying. Lastly, I'll just say, we saw a dramatic change in the language of the activists here in America on October the 8th. The language of groups that we've long tracked, who've long been problematic, like Students for Justice in Palestine and Jewish Voices for Peace, they flipped like this and went to, like, Iranian propaganda. The language I could show you from their toolkits, because our analysts are in their groups. We saw this again on October the 8th. It was that fast. Like, the language in their toolkits was all about the Zionist entity and lots of other language that we recognized from Iranian propaganda. We think there's something more to this that's below the waterline. It's the young generation we need to be focusing energy on. This, there's something happening with Iran and how it's now their propaganda and their language and their tactics seem to be bleeding into the American kind of activist space in ways that are very different than NIAC and very, very problematic.
So there we have it. We caught Jonathan Greenblatt in a moment of honesty. You'll likely never get that opportunity again, but there it was. That was complete honesty. This is like the meme with the Jew with the big walkie-talkie screaming, "Shut it down!" That's exactly what Jonathan Greenblatt is doing here. So this is a two-pronged approach that we're seeing trying to take down TikTok and seize control of the flow of information for years to come. On the one flank, we have these left-wing Jewish pressure groups and their useful idiot goys doing everything they can to make sure that no one ever questions Israel again. And then on the other flank, we have a bunch of authoritarian members of our fake Congress, those traitors, using mass hysteria around TikTok to usher in a Trojan horse social media kill switch. Bert Beshai has been looking at this closely and has a lot to say about it. He joins us now. Bert, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Stu. It's great to be here. Yeah, it's really something. It's surreal because when you're growing up, you're reading Orwell, 1984. Who would have thought, Stu, that the Orwellian thought police, thought crime, would be brought to you by the ADL of B'nai B'rith, right? And that's exactly what it is. They want to shoot the messenger. They want to kill the message. And it's completely un-American and unacceptable. And people are not going to stand for it.
Well, what are the people going to do about it?
Well, I mean, as you can see, this whole innocuous, oh, it's the cover story is failing. The fact that they're saying, Biden and the administration is saying that that China can lean on this company to get the metadata for 170 million TikTok users, and the what if is them. What if they lean on them and they get that information and access it so they can propagandize the American public? This is utterly nonsense.
So what's the real reason why they want to ban TikTok?
Exactly. We know why they want to do it. That's the cover story. It's Jonathan Greenblatt and the Jewish lobby and the ADL that wants TikTok gone because millennials and Gen Z are extremely, they're making the best posts. They're doing the most provocative, viral videos on TikTok.
Well, they're just showing the truth. And the reason why they're viral is because people are seeing what we haven't been allowed to see forever. We haven't been allowed to see inside of the behind the lines of the military industrial complex, whose ground zero is Israel.
Right. Israel is the deep state. Israel is the cabal. Israel is the invisible government. It is the permanent government. It is all these things that we've had all these different names for.
The one world order, the great reset, Agenda 2030. It's all Israel.
Exactly.
So why do you have people like, you know, and look, God love him, Alex Jones, why do you have people like this saying that the boogeyman is the Chinese communists or Venezuela or radical Islamic extremists?
Well, I think you know why, right? I mean, it doesn't get as much funding from big oligarch, Jewish oligarch, Rothmans and Adelsons, et cetera. And I mean, look, it's they have both sides controlled. We understand that. The Democrats and the Republicans are both on side. And what is the ADL but a front to cover and to shield Jewish criminality? That's how it was founded.
There's going to have to be a breaking point at some point, Bert. I mean, there's going to have to be a time where all of the American people just realize, hey, we have an enemy. It's very obvious where the infiltration is coming from. When you look around and you see every single one of our three-letter agencies, every single one of our bureaucracies, every unelected official in this country, every elected official putting on a ridiculously embarrassing tiny hat and French kissing a wall, pledging allegiance to this secular foreign nation state before they can pledge an allegiance to the Constitution of our country, not doing the bidding of the American people, but instead doing the bidding of the foreign power, making Benjamin Netanyahu the de facto president of the United States. There's going to have to be a reckoning, and something's going to have to be done. What is it? What's the remedy for this?
You're absolutely right. The situation is untenable, but people are noticing. You hear this, right? The noticing. It's not just happening in America. Wouldn't you love for your American elected officials to love your country as much as they love Israel? Well, guess what? They're saying that in UK about their British parliament. They're saying that in the Reichstag in Germany. They're saying that across Western Europe. There is a global awakening happening, and it's a wonderful thing because finally these people are being exposed. And like I said, the mendacious criminality of this evil has to be exposed, and it is being exposed. And we are making a difference. It's I think before October 7th, before the Matrix was officially shattered, I did not think that we would achieve any kind of meaningful victory within my lifetime. That's all changed post October 7th.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think that the Overton window has been shattered completely. It's been thrown on the ground and crushed into a billion pieces. I would push back a little bit. I don't think that it's that these people are doing the bidding of, you know, Israel because they love Israel more than the United States. I think what they're doing is clamoring on to their power and their own enrichment. And that's what they care about more than doing the bidding of the American people. The noticing is happening. I think the online conversation is swaying in the correct direction, which is the direction of the truth. I don't want to say Israel is our enemy. I don't want to have a conversation about Jewish infiltration on this program every day. But when you look at your company because your company is souring or going bad, and you're like, oh, well, in what area? Oh, well, it's finances. Okay, well, I need to talk to my CFO because my CFO runs the finances of this company, right? Well, when you look at this country, and you look at every single aspect of our country, from our infrastructure to our educational system to the healthcare industrial complex to the medical, whatever it is, pharmaceuticals, anything, all being dragged into the dirt. everybody that runs all of this just happens to be Jewish. I'm not going to apologize for noticing that, and I'm not going to apologize for saying it out loud. I say at the beginning of this program every single day, we're leading our kids to an imminent bloodbath if we don't do something about this infiltration, this occupation. If we can't openly name an enemy, how can we properly engage it? It's time for people to start realizing that the Scofield Bible is full of lies. It's time for people to start realizing that in the secular culture of the worldly United States of America, the foreign secular nation state founded in 1948 called Israel is not the Israel of the Bible. These people are doing horrific things in this country. Now, am I saying that every Jew is bad? No. But what I am saying is that everything that's happening that's bad in this country is being run by somebody who claims to be a Jew, and they are evil people.
There's nothing wrong with wanting democracy in its truest sense. When you have 2% of the population that occupy 80% of senior and administrative positions in the federal government, that's not democracy.
Yeah, and they're stifling your speech, and they're stifling your freedom, and people are being thrown in jail over this. Ron DeSantis of Florida actually went to Israel to sign anti-free speech legislation for the state of Florida, where I'm at right now. I mean, wrap your head around that. These people are 100% sold out to the enemy of the United States. I got to go. Burt Beshai, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless
you. Thank you, Steve.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Heart disease and blood clots and strokes and kidney failure. You hear these things, you think death. These are all deadly, and all of them can be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle as adverse events. On top of all of it, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary pain relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. That's not a solution to your pain. Not only is it ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors. That's why researchers are saying right now to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. I'm talking about omega-3 fatty acids, but not just any form of omegas that you get with regular fish oil at the big box store down the street. No, these are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it outperforms ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol, and it doesn't have all of those dangerous side effects that we just talked about. For a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now and get your special offer for being a part of this crew, this family. Go to StopMyInflammation.com. Again, that's StopMyInflammation.com. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do-it-yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stew and take advantage of a 75% discount.
this book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/Stu.
Welcome back. So 2024 will mark our nation's first presidential election since the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And so with that as a backdrop, we're seeing this campaign season just fill up with a whole lot of insane and crazed and genocidal abortion activism. Candidates are popping up at all levels whose entire campaigns, whose entire political identities and ideologies revolve around murdering babies. These people want to be able to rip babies from their mother's wombs, whether they've been developing for 8 weeks or for 38 weeks, and then snuff out their innocent lives. One of these people is Gavin Newsom, the so-called governor of California, the American psycho himself. And when that guy, that lizard thing, is not talking about his climate change scam or opening up our borders, he's one of the biggest baby-killing abortion nuts in the entire country, maybe on the entire face of the planet. Newsom, who we keep being told will be president one day, just released this new ad. And it's seen as crazy for even him. It shows a dramatization of an Alabama state trooper. Of course, he's a white guy with a thick southern accent, pulling over two young girls who are fleeing the state for an abortion. And the ad makes it look like they're on the run, escaping the Soviet Union or Ukrainian Nazis. And they're just about to get to the state line where they can kill a baby in peace before the state trooper, the evil villain, catches up with them and makes the driver take a pregnancy test on the side of the road. Then he arrests her. This Newsom ad, which is sponsored by his Campaign for Democracy PAC, is in protest of Alabama's new pro-life laws, which do indeed ban abortion and also criminalize leaving the state to murder your baby and then thinking that you can return with no problem. Just as they should. Just like if you took your five-year-old across state lines and smothered him with a pillow. It's murder. Geography doesn't change that. If you haven't seen the ad, here it is.
We're almost there. You're gonna make it.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss? I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle, take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Now, how sick and twisted must your mind even be to come up with this? This is the issue that takes you to the polls. This is the issue that makes you run for office. The ability, the so-called right to murder preborn babies. There's a huge political movement in this country, and don't kid yourself. It spans both fake parties, and it revolves around murdering babies. But this goes far beyond a political movement. This is a satanic and Malachian death cult that feasts on the blood of children. The more babies that they can rip from their mother's wounds and turn into stem cells for the elite, the better, in their minds. She's a longtime friend of the program and has become just such a close personal friend of mine. A sister, indeed. Candace Taylor joins us now. She's been looking at this. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting what we're seeing from Gavin Newsom. And what's even more disgusting, Candace, is people are like desensitized. This is normal for people to see this kind of crap on their television.
It's just more propaganda of brainwashing that we see everywhere we go. It's almost like you're watching Stepford Wives, just like this utopian society that's crazy and makes no sense. I could not believe when I saw it. I thought, are you serious right now? This is an actual ad in 2024, and people believe this insanity. But I will say, you made one comment that was very profound. You said this is the issue that takes us to the polls. This is also the issue, Stu, that's taking people out of their churches, because there are actual pastors who say they're for conservative beliefs and they will not talk about abortion because they don't want to offend anyone. Literally, I have friends, dear friends in Savannah, I have dear friends in Atlanta, who have changed churches because when Roe was overturned, their pastors refused to acknowledge it and say what a victory it was for Christians. For Christians. Is it not a victory that we have the right now to stop murdering babies?
Yeah. We had pastors during the fake COVID rollout, the intentional manufacturing, gain-of-function, ginning up of 25 or more genetic sequences that were designed to kill people as a bioweapon. had pastors standing at the pulpit in front of their flock saying that the loving thing to do is to stay away from grandma, grandpa, aunt, and uncle in the nursing home while they die in a progressive modern day oven, a death camp like Gavin Newsom sent them to, or like Andrew Cuomo did in New York, knowing that these helpless geriatrics were being sent to their death. You had fake pastors standing at the pulpit saying the loving thing to do is to wear a mask or to go get your 10th booster shot. That's the loving and godly thing to do. If you want to be more Jesus-like, go get your synthetic bioweapon injection. And by the way, bring your kids there too. We have fake pastors that are flying the perversion of the rainbow, the LGBT flag, higher than the crucifix on their church, if their church even has a crucifix. Most modern-day churches look like abominations or prison camps. And then you have pastors that are calling for the genocide, the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians because they're Muslim in Gaza at the hands of Jewish supremacists in the foreign secular nation state of Israel, and saying that these are God's chosen people and that Israel is God's chosen land. We have a big problem with these so-called pastors and these faith leaders and these fake teachers in this country that are responsible for leading millions of souls directly to the lake of fire. But if I were to take an ad out and I were to pay the Fox News Channel or any of the big major corporate broadcast affiliates, and I wanted to take an ad out and air what an actual abortion looks like, do you think that they would run my ad?
Oh, heck no. And they would say, oh my gosh, why are you saying that? I made a comment one day and said, you know, if you want to cut the back of a neck with scissors and suck out their brains and you're good with that, and they have a heartbeat and they have feelings and they can feel pain and they can sit on brain waves, they're like, why would you say that? It's the truth. Like, what do you think an abortion is? And these girls, beautiful young girls, acting like they're innocent and they're going away. If they chose to have sex and get pregnant, and this is their form of birth control, they're murderers. So you can show them that way if you want to, but that's not reality. And if we call out reality and we give it verbiage, what would we say? This is what you're doing. You're sucking out brains. You are giving a blood sacrifice to a demonic principality. If we say that, then we are the evil ones. How dare we call out their sin and give it a name, and so they can see in their brain what they're doing. It's the same thing when you look at adrenochrome and when you look at all anything that is sick and twisted and demonic. Taylor Swift's new album, talk about that, and how she is just, it looks completely deranged. But if we
Taylor
say
Swift,
it,
her music may belong to George Soros, but her soul certainly belongs to Satan himself.
And don't say it, right? And I love Taylor Swift. I mean, you probably don't too, but I do. Like, I've loved her music. I've taken my children to concerts. I've been to several of her concerts. She has sold her soul.
Yeah, and, I mean, I love her as God's child. I love her as God's daughter, but she's a demonically oppressed individual, and she needs a lot of prayer. Her and Travis Kelce both. And look at the race side of this ad that Gavin Newsom's PAC took out. Why does it have to be a white cop cast as this
always
bad guy, and it's a white cop from the South with a draw like yours?
Right, it has to be, right? Because it has to show that we're country bumpkins and we're idiots and we don't make any sense, right?
No, you're you're rednecks who are slave owners and you're racist.
Right. But yet I'm concerned about the black children that are being killed in Georgia, the high astronomical number. They're killing their race and they're doing it willingly because they're buying into this insanity.
That's not just in Georgia, by the way, either. That's all over the place. They do it in different forms, too. Abortion doesn't just happen in the womb. Abortion happens by handing largely black communities like the South Side of Chicago guns, not enforcing gun laws, and then allowing them to kill themselves.
Or the Mexican cartel with fentanyl and what they're doing to all the addicts or people that are in gangs all over the country.
Yeah. So when we do go ahead, and I think that's a great idea, we should definitely do that. Let's take out an ad on Fox. Let's see if they'll allow us to depict what an abortion looks like. Let's just do like a small spend. Let's do like $5,000 over there. Matter of fact, we could crowdfund this. We have a very large audience here on the Stu Peters Network. We could crowdfund this. We could buy up some ad space. We could submit our ad and just see if people allow this. Will you allow this?
We could probably do it really realistic with AI and show that exactly what happens.
You know, if Israel's official X handle can show kids being blown up ladies being murdered en masse while apartment complexes and school buildings and libraries and churches are completely obliterated at the hands of genocidal Jews in Israel, you know, God's chosen people, our greatest ally, then why can't we show what an actual abortion looks like? We're only showing one murder, not, you know, tens of thousands of people dying. So what do you attribute the downfall of the church and the fact that they're not taking a stand against any of this? Why aren't there pastors all over the place from these mega churches calling out Gavin Newsom?
Because they might offend someone, right? We don't want to mess up our tithes or our donations, and we don't want to be on mainstream media because we have to separate church and state, right? Because that's a lie too, because there is no such thing as separating church and state. We chose God. America is founded on Jesus Christ. We are his country. We are it. And if Christians all over this nation do not wake up and push back and say no more, hold your pastors accountable, hold yourself accountable, hold these abortion clinics accountable and say no more. Quit murdering our children. Stop it.
The purpose of the separation of church and state, let's just keep it real here, was not intended to keep the church out of the state's business. It was intended to keep the state out of the church's business. But we need to make church the state's business again. We need to bring Jesus Christ to the state, and we need to eradicate any form of government that is oppressive to the individual rights, individual liberty, prosperity, peace, liberty, property of anything, our God-given, inherent, inalienable rights, and replace that with a form of government that's representative of the people and God's law.
We are the church and we run the state. Even if they don't believe it to be so, it is a fact. And if they keep pushing around with American people and they keep playing all these games, they're going to find out.
How are they going to find out? How are they going to FAFO?
Extreme accountability.
I love it. You're speaking my language, and I don't know how I knew that that was going to come out of your mouth, but I'm so glad that it did. I love you so much. She's a sister of mine. And by the way, you are you're doing big things in Georgia right now. I've got a minute left. Why don't you tell our viewing audience what it is that you're heading up there?
Oh, yeah. So in Georgia, we are trying our best to get conservative leaders elected everywhere. We've been primarying these people who call themselves Republicans, but they're not Republicans. We've been primarying them for local seats. We've been primarying them for state legislation seats. State House, State Senate, and we've also been primarying them at the national level. And so we have all of this to be done. We have people working grassroots for poll workers, poll watchers, trying to hold them accountable because we know what happened in 2020. We know what happened in 2022 whenever I ran for governor. We know. And so we are trying our best to lock the state of Georgia down because we will not win the White House without it. And, you know, I don't believe Donald Trump's this great savior. I do not believe that. But I'm going to tell you what. If we do not get conservative people back in the seats, every single one, our government is a facade, and we're going to lose the whole thing. And if it was up to me, I'd have Sue Peters run for president. But because you're not running for president this time, we've got to get President Trump in the White House.
I would run. I would absolutely run for president if I felt like elections were real and that they weren't rigged and stolen and that we had an actual constitutional republic with a two-party system here. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't even matter if I thought we had a two-party system because I would just eradicate the system that's here now. I would run for president, but I think, you know, more so than a presidential candidate, we need another William Wallace in this country. And I think right now the position that we're in lends a whole lot more power than some fake presidency in the White House. Joe Biden's not even there. He's on some green screen somewhere. Doesn't know when he defecates or what legislation he's signing or executive order he's using to murder the American people and more children. Candace Taylor, for all of your hard work in Georgia and nationwide, we appreciate it. And thank you for being such a wonderful friend, a sister of mine. God bless you.
God bless you. Ladies, too.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. So let me ask you something. Are you dealing with any stress in your life? everybody is dealing with stress. Believe me, in my personal life, I know a lot of things that stress me out. Stress is a common factor that affects everyone in today's fast-paced world, leading to various issues. What if the answer to better stress response is in a key nutrient? Magnesium. That's what I'm talking about. Actually, I'm specifically talking about Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. This one-of-a-kind product is designed to reverse low levels of magnesium, which could be causing a multitude of other health problems. So what sets Magnesium Breakthrough apart is its ability to support healthy levels of stress hormones like cortisol, better balanced stress response in your nervous system and hormonal systems, and healthy production of GABA, the relaxing neurotransmitter that allows for more peaceful and better flow state. This means that this supplement acts as like a brake on your body's nervous system, helping them to calm and soothe themselves, promoting a better quality of life. But you have to get the right kinds of magnesium. The truth is, most magnesium supplements that you'll find in these health stores use only two of the cheapest synthetic forms. And since they're not full spectrum, they won't help your magnesium deficiency or do much to support your health. There are actually seven key forms of magnesium, and you must get all of them if you want to experience its calming, stress-balancing effect. That's why I only recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers, because it's the only organic full-spectrum magnesium supplement that includes all seven of these unique and critical forms of magnesium for the best stress resilience and better sleep all in one bottle. Go to bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters. Again, bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters. In addition to the discount that you get by using the promo code Stu Peters, there's always amazing gifts with your purchase. That's why I also love shopping at Bioptimizers. Go now to bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters to get your Magnesium Breakthrough and find out this month's gift with purchase. Again, bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Welcome back. So the United States of America is in free fall mode. That's not being hyperbolic. No, we're collapsing rapidly. Millions of illegal invaders are just streaming across what used to be a southern border, making landfall on our beaches, and now they're even crossing from Canada, where third world refugees have been given admittance and a place to live conveniently close to the American border. Our cities are no longer safe. They're teeming with drugs and violent criminals, many of whom have no right to be here in the first place. And those who do are now more emboldened than ever before. Because, you see, they've seen elected officials bending over the barrel for them, allowing them to establish dominance over entire sections of our largest cities, which have become no-go zones for white people and other law abiders. And that's just at the street level. The American people are in the midst of an unrestricted war. That's what this is, unrestricted warfare. It's dominating everything that we know. There's attacks on our shipping channels. There's attacks on our rail lines. There's attacks on our food production facilities. Our entire medical industry has turned into a perverted bioweapon battalion. You know, at this point in American history, it's a real possibility that we could all wake up one day and learn there's nothing to eat, that the shelves are bare. It's every man, every family for itself. And that is where our friends at American Reserves come in. American Reserves can provide you and your family with high-quality, American-made emergency food supplies, water filtration systems, and a whole lot more. Right now, if you place an order at AmericanReserves.com and use the promo code STU72 at checkout, you'll receive a free 72-hour emergency preparedness kit. This could save your life, quite literally. My family and I have taken steps to prepare for the worst, and you should too. Don't wait until it's too late. And, you know, just as we prepare for a physical war or a physical crisis that turns our country upside down, quite literally, each and every one of us needs to be prepared for a spiritual war, because we're in the midst of one right now. Every day when you get out of bed and you walk out your front door, you're setting foot onto a spiritual battlefield. If you have a TV, if you have the internet, that battlefield is now extended into your home. It's everywhere. It's in our kids' schools, it's in our public libraries, it's in our places of work, and it's only getting worse. American children every single day are having their innocence stolen from them. They're being raped, both physically and spiritually, by their own government. By the people that they're told are looking out for them or educating them or providing them with medical treatment, and no one is doing a thing to stop it. The fake GOP will raise millions of dollars on culture war issues and then vote to let grown men use the little girls' room. But one man is picking up the sword to fight. Just recently, Pastor Rick Wiles reminded viewers of his True News program exactly who's behind all of this and who's responsible for the perverted decimation of the United States of America, a country that was once the envy of the world. And he didn't pull any punches either. Pastor Rick Wiles is running for Congress now in Florida's 21st District, where the Republican incumbent is the infamous Brian Mast, the fake Christian who's been so loyal to Israel that he actually joined the IDF, the Israeli military, and then started showing up to work in Congress on the congressional floor in an IDF uniform. He's owned and operated by the very same people that Pastor Wiles is taking on, and he's proud of it. For more on this, we're joined now by Pastor Rick Wiles himself. We really appreciate you being here, and we appreciate your fight.
Hey, Stu. Good to see you. I had no intention whatsoever of running for Congress. That's the honest truth. And when and where this all started was months ago. I was sitting on my back patio at my home, and you know, I saw a tweet on my phone that said Florida congressman wears IDF uniform to Congress, and I was by myself. I spoke out loud to myself. I said, "What idiot did that?" And I opened it up. And I go, that's my idiot. That's my congressman, Brian Mast. I sat there like, this can't be real. My congressman from District 21 wears an Israeli uniform. Well, Stu, I really didn't know much about Brian Mast. You know, he was my congressman, a conservative Republican, a wounded Afghanistan war veteran. I thought, okay, I'll vote for the guy. I didn't do any research. I just voted for him. After I saw that article and the photograph of him in an IDF uniform, I started drilling down deeper into Brian Mast, and I realized, no, this guy really, he goes to Israel to participate in IDF military activities. This guy is a true blue, you know, Star of David blue, wannabe IDF soldier. And I was shocked. And then I found out that he's for gun control. He wants a federal ban on semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. Well, that puts him on the same page as Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Adam Schiff. They all want a federal ban. And now I'm thinking, is this guy a rhino? Was he planted in this district? And we're told this is a conservative, patriotic man electing to Congress. And then as the war in Gaza worsened, Brian Mast really showed his true colors. And he said that there was no such thing as innocent Palestinian children. And he also said there are a lot more buildings that need to come down. And he knew what he was talking about. Residential apartment buildings that had children living in them. And he was quite comfortable with Israel bombing those buildings. What kind of person says there's no such thing as an innocent child? I don't know who thinks like that. He's not the person I thought we elected. And I'll be honest with you, Stu, as I started talking to people in my community, that's the statement I heard over and over. Yeah, Rick, he's not the person I thought I voted for. So there's a lot of discontent in the district with Brian Mass, and I'm going to defeat him.
This guy goes to Israel and participates in IDF activities. Yes. For the viewing audience who doesn't understand what IDF activities include, why don't you educate
them?
Well,
we're talking about the Israeli Defense Force. He's really a you know, IDF wannabe, IDF junior. They're not going to take him out on the battlefield. You know, they're letting him dress up and play soldier, and he goes over to Israel and packs up supplies in warehouses, and you know, he does his thing to support the IDF that's out there killing Palestinian children. And he's very proud of the fact that he goes to Israel and contributes, donates his time to backing the IDF in this war. And I just find it, so shocking. I can't comprehend that any congressman would wear a foreign military uniform on any day, let alone to Congress, on any day.
Look, I can't believe that it's allowed. I can't believe that he was allowed in the People's House wearing the uniform of a foreign military.
Well, Stu, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll tell you my first campaign promise. Well, my first campaign promise is I will never wear a foreign army uniform. That's my first promise. Second promise is I will introduce a bill and I will name it the Brian Mass Foreign Army Uniform Anti-Treason Act, to make it a felony for any member of Congress, House or Senate, and their staff members to wear a foreign military uniform. A felony, put them in prison. It's treason.
Let's talk about the rest of your platform.
Well, I mean, we're getting off to a good start right there. We're going to deal
absolutely.
With the traitors.
Yeah.
We're going to deal with the traitors. We're going to call them out because that's treason. Stu, if Brian Mass can wear an Israeli military uniform, why can't another member wear a Russian uniform or a Chinese uniform or a North Korean uniform or a French or German or Canadian uniform? Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line on members of Congress wearing foreign military uniforms? That's why it has to be confronted. And the voters of this district need to rebuke Brian Mass. And then that message goes across America. Brian Mass wore an IDF uniform and he got defeated.
Yeah, we got a lot of traitors in the United States Congress right now that swear an allegiance to a foreign state rather than, you know, an oath to our Constitution.
Right. So, you know, the next issue would be the illegal immigration. Stu, I've been doing True News for 25 years. Next month is my 25th anniversary. A quarter of a century being a podcaster. When I started in 99, I was talking about illegal immigration. Nearly, you know, 2.5 decades have gone by, and we're still talking about illegal immigration. Because the only thing the politicians do is talk and talk and talk.
It's all fake.
And what it is, what the voters need to realize is that both parties have absolutely determined that they're going to eliminate the border. See, we conservatives and patriots, we talk about we're going to close the border. Stu, there's no border to close.
Right.
They eliminated the border. And what they're resisting us about is our attempt to reimpose a border. In their mind, they got rid of the border years ago and we didn't even know it. They want no borders. It's a borderless society movement. And so they're, you know, the politicians and the media, they talk about an immigration crisis, the border crisis. There's no crisis. It's a policy.
What about the people that actually control the members of Congress via blackmail and these powerful lobbies that occupy Washington? Mm-hmm.
Well, until you confront that very source of power, nothing's going to change. What was Jeffrey Epstein? He ran the world's biggest pedophile network. I don't believe Jeffrey Epstein was a billionaire. I believe he was an actor. He was hired by the Israeli Mossad to play the role of a billionaire. He was given everything he needed. Somebody gave him mansions. Somebody gave him jets. He had everything he needed to look the role of a billionaire. This went on for decades. It didn't happen for just a year or two. Decades. Everybody in Washington knew that Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile, and they knew nothing was going to be done about it because they were afraid. They were either compromised by it or they were afraid to say anything about it.
Yeah, we have pedophiles in our government right now. Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah, Joe Biden is a pedophile.
The purpose of the Jeffrey Epstein operation was blackmail. That's the purpose of it. The purpose of the pedophile operation with Jeffrey Epstein was to entrap powerful, influential American men, video record them having sex with little girls, and then control them the rest of their lives. And that's how this country's been taken down. And you're not going to restore this country until you take down that evil system.
And just because Jeffrey Epstein is gone does not mean that the Israeli Mossad is not still implementing the same plan using some other means.
Precisely. But they've got plenty of videotape to last them for years. They got plenty of video. There are congressmen, senators, governors, judges, generals that are still in office right now that are compromised. So Jeffrey Epstein lives on. They'll just bring in a new Epstein. His girlfriend wasn't his girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell. She was his handler. Well, who was she? Ghislaine Maxwell was the daughter of Robert Maxwell. Robert Maxwell was a British billionaire, but his name was not Maxwell. It was Hoke. He was an Israeli spy. And he was given one of the highest, most glorious funerals of anybody in Israel. I think something like four former heads of Mossad attended his funeral because of the outstanding work that he did. He was pushed off his boat, the Lady Ghislaine. He was naked, drowned in the sea.
Wait, it sounds like a funeral that was almost as big as George Floyd's funeral here.
Yes. And then who took his place? His daughter. She just stepped in and assumed the operation. Here's a woman who drives a submarine. How many people do you know who have a license to pilot a submarine and a jet and a lot of other things? She's like James Bond in a dress. She was running a spy operation in America. So this is what we're up against. Nothing will change until we confront this evil force in our government. And it's got its tentacles down deep in everything.
Everywhere. Every one of our bureaucracies, yes. Every one of our three-letter agencies, every one of our unelected bureaucrats, 95% of the cabinet, 95% of the administration, all the way across Congress, all of the allegiances to Israel. You're going to take all of this on. How can people support you? I've got about a minute left here.
They can go to rickwiles2024.com, rickwiles2024.com. They can make a donation right there. You can give a dollar. The max that you can give is $2,900 per person. And I'm in the Republican primary. The primary is August 20th. That's my birthday. So my birthday present will be winning the nomination. All right?
Perfect. Excellent.
I'm going to defeat Brian Mass.
RickWiles2024.com. RickWiles2024.com. Thank you, Rick, so much for being here. And thank you for picking up the sword and fighting in the
All
name
right,
of Jesus
Stu.
Christ.
Good to see you.
All right.
Take
good
care.
To see you. God bless. Times are uncertain, to say the least. And being prepared right now is more crucial than it ever has been before, which is why I'm here to tell you about this incredible offer from our trusted partner, American Reserves. For the entire month of April, American Reserves is offering you, the Stu Peters community, free 72-hour kits with any purchase. You heard that right. Free product with any purchase, no matter how many purchases. All you need to do is use code STU72 at checkout, because at American Reserves, it's not just about selling products. It's about ensuring that you and your loved ones are safe and prepared. This is your one-stop shop for high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-tier water filtration products, and essential survival gear. And they understand the value of being prepared without breaking the bank at American Reserve. To help make your family readiness even more accessible, American Reserves offers Shop Pay that allows you to get the products immediately and pay later. That means that you can secure your family's safety right now, today, and pay in small, manageable installments. No stress, no compromise on quality. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit AmericanReserves.com right now, grab your free 72-hour emergency kit with any purchase, and take a smart step toward being prepared. With American Reserves and Shop Pay, you're not just preparing for emergencies, you're investing in peace of mind. The American Reserves team are my friends. I trust them with my own family's preparedness. They're true Christians and patriots, and they help support my work. Go to the good people right now at AmericanReserves.com and use the code STU72 to check out and prepare your family. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.